Maseches Ksuvos, Perek Yud Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. Admon Omer Shiva. Admon, who was one of the judges who specialized in monetary cases in Yerushalayim, he said seven things. And the Mishnah goes on to say the first of those things. Misha Meis V'hiniach Banam Uvanos. If a person dies and he leaves sons and daughters, Bizman Shehanachosim Merubin, if he leaves over a large inheritance, Habanim Yorshim V'Habanos Nizonos, the sons will take the Yerusha, the sons will take the inheritance, and the daughters, Nizonos, the daughters will have to be sustained by the sons. Uvinachosim Muatim, however, if the father only leaves over a small inheritance, habonos yizonu, then the daughters are the ones who are sustained by the inheritance. The habonim and the sons yichazru al hapsochim, they have to go and find their sustenance elsewhere. Admon Omer, however, Admon says, Bishvil sh'ani zachar hifsadeti, because I am a zachar, I am a male, so I am going to lose out on the rightful inheritance and the rightful claim to the inheritance that I have. Rather, says Admon, the sons and daughters should all inherit from the father equally. Rabban Gamliel, and Rabban Gamliel says, Roa ani estivri Admon. Rabban Gamliel agrees with what Admon says. Mishnah Dalid. Hatoin es chavero kadei shemen. If Reuven claims from Shimon that Shimon has of his barrels of oil, the hoda bakan konim. However, Shimon agrees only to having the barrels. Admon Omer, so Admon says, Hoa v'holda b'miktsas hataina. Because Shimon has agreed to part of what Reuven's claim was, Yeshava. So now Shimon has to take a shvua based on the halacha of Mode b'miktsas. Where based on the psukim we see that, again, if Reuven claims of Shimon that he has $100 of his, and Shimon says, I do not have $100 of yours, rather I only have 50, then Shimon has to take a shvua on the rest. And so too here, Admon views this case as Reuven saying, you have barrels of oil of mine, and Shimon says, no, I only have empty barrels of yours. Because he says, I do have the empty barrels, that is as if he is agreeing to part of Reuven's claim, and therefore they fall under this category of this halacha of moda b'miktsas, of admitting to a part of the claim, and therefore Shimon will have to take a shvua on the rest. V'chachamim omrim, however, the chachamim say, ein zu hoda mimin hataina, these are totally different. The admission and the claim are totally different, and therefore Shimon does not have to take his shvua. Amar Rabban Gamliel, roa ani estivri Admon, and Rabban Gamliel again says, I agree with Admon, therefore this case is an example of moda b'miktsas, and Shimon would have to take a shvua over the rest of Reuven's claim.